Montreal. I got to tune into 90.3 CKUT FM in total stereo. Yeah.
CKUT 90.3 whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, whoa. With your host Mr. Mikey Don, Kim, Tia, DJ Everton Green. Hey, yeah. Every Friday from 10 to 12, keep it locked.
It's the Weekend Groove, gonna rock with you. It's the Weekend Groove.
KT 90.3 FM, another edition of the Weekend Groove is at ya, coming at ya. Woo! If you're in Montreal, you probably like the rest of us, snowed in, stayed in, didn't want to go out, had to shovel the driveway a couple times for the day, even though we didn't want to go out, and then we had to go out. So sit back, relax, pour yourself a beverage of whatever kind you want. You can have some tea, you can have an adult beverage, you can have yourself a hot toddy. Whatever works for you. We're going to take you up to the midnight hour. We got a special edition for you today, as we're going to be talking a bit with Mr. Freddie V from the Foundation, Freddie V and the Foundation Band. And then I got some reggae vibes for you, because it's Reggae Music Month, and I really haven't been, I'm going to lose my Jamaican card if I don't do anything. But I got two rhythms that definitely have to feature today, featuring two of Montreal's finer reggae artist, Mikey Dangerous and Face T. Shout out to Jonathan Emile. I know he dropped a brand new track, but I didn't have time to acquire it, so I'll definitely take care of that in about 2 weeks' time, as next week is going to be First Friday. All right. My name is Mr. Mikey Don. He is DJ Everton Green, and we are your Weekend Groove crew. We're going to take you up to the midnight hour, giving you the best in R&B, soul, hip-hop, and whatever else it is we choose to throw in that mix. As I said, my first, we're going to be talking in a little bit. We're going live on Instagram, and you can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, at Weekend Groove. And we're going to be going live with Freddie V from Freddie V and the Foundation Band. And the very first track that I want to drop for you guys tonight is actually my somewhat introduction musically to this brother, Freddie V. He won't hate me for this. But he dropped an album a couple years back called Varsity Volume 1. And one of my favorite tracks on there was a track called Down For Me. So I'm gonna drop that track, and while that's playing, I'm gonna turn on the IG, and we're gonna go live, and we'll see what's happening. All right, so you can tune in on Instagram at Weekend Groove. I'm about to go live in just a little bit, and we're going to be talking with Freddie about upcoming shows. Brand new track dropped last week, courtesy of Miss Mel Pacifico, and whatever else is in store for the Foundation Band. All right, so keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's a groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM. A little Freddie V for you. Woo! Ooh, oh, 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 oh,
Would you stick around? Would you help to find what's a middle ground? If my seeds stop growing and my well runs dry, would you even care? Would you look to share or just walk on by? Survival's calling, ain't got no more time. Not to wait in vain, better state your claim or you win or out. I got my front line covered and faith is on my side. Will you watch my back? Can I count on you to hold me down?
Many people try to go on and walk this world alone. There will come a time you will realize you'll never make it on your own.
When the phone hits the fan, will you lend a hand? Cause I need somebody who the truly wants to be. Shelter burns. Would you lend a hand to a homeless man who showed no concern? If my child were hungry and could barely survive, would you break your bread? Would you share your bed to keep him alive? Have to be selfish people, though it's oh so hard. Gotta go inside, find a common vibe, or we won't go far. I got my front line covered. Faith is on my side. Will you watch my back? Can I count on you to hold me down?
Many people try to go on and walk this world alone. There will come a time you will realize you'll never make it on
your own. When the phone is the band, will you lend a hand? Cause I need somebody who really truly wants to be
down for me.
And if you say you can, well I understand, but I need somebody who really truly wants to be
down for me.
When the phone hits the fan, will you lend a hand? Cause I need somebody who really truly wants to be
down for me.
And if you say you can, Judy wants to be
down for me.
Freddie V, track called Down For Me. Just loving the bounce on this. And as with all good music, it's a long one, so it's all good. Right about now, we're going to drop a little something for you. This track is called Your Own Way off of the EP they just dropped earlier last year. Actually, it's almost a year now since he dropped that EP, so we're going to drop one of the tracks off of that, and it's called Your Own Way, which is my favorite track off of that EP. All right, Your Own Way, Freddie V and the Foundation.
Listen, been running through my mind, yeah, you're giving me visions. Water on your skin makes everything glisten. I see
you're shining through the distance. Yeah, this instant, ooh, I'm wishing. Want a little taste of what's cooking your kitchen? Can you guide me through your every position? I realize what I've been missing. I'm on a mission. Hey,
love the way your colors wash over me. Sunlight on your body's all I can see. Can I get lost in your ways? And we can do it your own way.
Ain't nothing like I've seen before. Each time I see you, I want more. Would you allow me to explore next to your shore? Every time you give me the lowdown, thought I never knew, but I know now. I really wanna stay, I hope it's not too late. Hey, every time you give me the lowdown, thought I never knew, but I know now. The second time around, I won't make you wait. Hey,
show for me. Sunlight on your body's all I can see. Can I get lost in your way? And we can do it your own way. Love the way your colors are show for me. Sunlight on your body's all I can see.
One of my favorites off of the EP, track called Your Own Way. Right about now, we're going to play the official, first single called One Step, as we wait for Mr. Freddie V to join us, as we're going to go live in a little bit, all right? But One Step is the track, and I'm still waiting for Freddie to invite me to the basketball court so I can show him a thing or two.
Fall. Yeah.
Juice there. Go ahead again.
Check, check, 1, 2. Let me make sure my mic is close to my mouth. Here we go. Check, check, 1, 1.
That's good. That's good. All right. So we good right here. On. We good here. Oh, man. I feel special. What up? What up? after your, you did your give me the mic, the mic check, give me the mic, your thing. I was like, damn, I feel like the interviewer is being interviewed. Now. So how you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm, you know, just trying to keep that gratitude attitude.
I got you.
There's clearly a lot of challenges in my industry right now, but I'm just grateful to be working.
Yeah.
Grateful to have my team. We're working. We're here. We're healthy. We're good.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, and just getting over the hump, man. One step at a time, one track at a time, and just staying steady in the course. So, yeah, man, it's pretty much that. Keeping it simple and staying grateful. In these times.
Well, I got to commend you, you know, because I think I hate using, you know, the catchphrases, the pivot. But since the whole pandemic came about, one of the things that you did as an artist was definitely you kind of did a little pivot there. And you branched out into a whole lot of things to sort of grow your audience. How did that come about?
Well, I think it was some stuff that was brewing before the pandemic happened.
Okay.
And, you know, when you're doing about 60 shows a year in different cities and stuff like that, it's hard to kind of take a seat and for things to kind of stop. So the pandemic actually, that was a silver lining for me. It gave me the time to actually create those different avenues. And instead of just saying, hey, I'm a singer, I'm talented, you know, come and check me, you know, it's about building new systems, you know, becoming a producer, becoming an executive, understanding what it is to be an A&R, understanding management. Mm-hmm. And, my crew, as you guys, as you know, but you know, some of our people know, we come from we the cats. We the garage band. We like those old school funk groups from Ohio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where we were privileged enough to have instruments when we were kids, and we put in our 10,000 hours, and we were just focused on the craft and being dope musicians.
Okay.
But something that was lacking as we were all becoming dope musicians was how to develop our artistry, how to develop our narrative, our story, how to tell our story, how to market that so that people in the culture can understand it. And I think that that's what really I've focused on in the last 2 years in the musical world as a producer and marketer, and as well as in the music journalism world. And that's what gave me the check podcast and just creating this universe, you know what I mean? Around the concept, you know?
Okay. So, the foundation band, you guys are a total of 7, right?
Right.
7 people. So you maybe, you know, shout out the 7 so people know who's who.
Let me shout out the original 7. It starts with my right-hand man, the Jimmy Jam to my Terry Lewis, Calder Nash. He's the guy that holds the mothership.
Mm-hmm.
He has the beat-making, a keyboard player, synth, sound design. That's the man.
He is
the guy that dresses our, that puts the clothing on us. You know, he gives
absolutely.
Us our texture.
He's one of the dopest keyboardist musician people I've ever been around. I had the privilege of doing some stuff with him. He did a couple shows and just to see his mindset and everything, well, I was just wow. So
exactly. And just his, you know, and he and I, we have a very We approach music in a similar way, which is athletically, you know? And he has that type of Mamba mentality. He has that work ethic, you know what I'm saying? And just really, he don't leave his room until his craft is perfected, you know? So that's my right-hand man. And my left-handed woman is Mel Pacifico.
Melly Mel.
She is the top line queen. Mm-hmm. She is the voice, and she is really the one that has even brought me up to a level to really becoming, like, you know, an engineer, a vocal producer. She knows how to really, like, work logics and stuff like that. So with her, I became a much better of an engineer. And so us two together, mm-hmm. we're kind of like Ashford and Simpson. You know what I'm saying? So we take care of all the top lines, yeah. vocal arrangements, writing, mm-hmm. and stuff. And the rest of the musicians to round out the crew are David Ozea Frifo, who's our second keyboard player. Mm-hmm. We have guitarist Frank O.
Okay.
We have bass player, gospel monster, Paul Charles on bass.
Okay, yeah.
And on drums, we got Ronnie D. Drums. He was just the artist of the group, you know. He plays drums, but the guy is, it's so crazy to see him spread his wings. Mm-hmm. And he's a good singer. He does vocal arrangements too, and just nice to see him stepping out the box too.
All right, so... Now that you went from Freddie V with Varsity mm-hmm. Volume 1 to Freddie V and the Foundation, and mm-hmm. you're putting this out. So what's up next for the Foundation? Because that your first EP was dope. And then thank you for finally releasing the Mel and letting her back. and letting her do a little something, and I'm gonna make her blush again, Mel. Mel, I was surprised, Mel. Mm-hmm. if a brother could blush, a brother would be blushing. But anyhow,
we trying to make all the brothers blush. She trying to make all the brothers blush. Trust me.
I was pleasantly surprised, Mel. I did not expect the topic and the way you presented it. Bravo on that. I love it. And you know, I'm like Mr. Love Jones, so it's all good.
Right.
So, you know, you mentioned. Prior to this all happening, COVID, you were performing like 60 shows a year or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and I guess the last real big show you guys did was the Jazz Fest.
Yes.
Yeah, and then so, see, I don't know how some musicians I don't know how they handle it. Artists handle it because it just went like from 100 to zero. To a little bit and then back to zero, and hopefully this thing's opening up, everybody's getting happy again, and you know, I am so looking forward to live shows. You guys got a show coming up on the 5th at Liminest. Am I pronouncing that right? Ministère. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let me not brutalize that. The Ministère. So, what's it like for you guys to now? Do you guys got, like, you know, the spaghetti legs type of thing, or you guys are in, you know, vibing out and rehearsing and all that to get your stamina back up? And
you know, I'm not gonna lie, that the spaghetti legs is kind of real. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's, you know, real talk. Like I feel like Kobe coming off the Achilles.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you know, like that athlete. Meaning, I've put in my 10,000 hours. Yeah. I know what it is, but when you're in a rhythm, mm-hmm. it's so cool. But when you gotta stop and go and stop and go. It's hard on the voice, mm-hmm. the comfort of your body, and also the mentals. You know what I mean? Because we've mm-hmm. all been going through, we've all been in our dark corners for the last couple of years, and now we got to come out and be entertainers, and you know, you got to flip that switch.
Smile like ain't nothing happened, nothing changed,
you know,
and nothing's
exactly
been going on.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
So that's real. You know, that's definitely a real toll. But that's why I've been making sure that I'm there for my team, you know what I mean? And really, these last 2 years of the human resources aspect of it, mm-hmm. and making sure that your people are right and that their mind is on, and when they're going through their difficult times, that they know that, you know, that I'm there and that we're mm-hmm. all there. So, you know, it's been really about that, making sure that we are healthy as people, that we have our mindset on our head and our shoulders, mm-hmm. relax, you know what I'm saying? I told everybody, better do what you have to do this week. I went to the spa last night, you know, get your massage, mm-hmm. do what you got to do, and extreme self-care. And then pretty much this weekend, we rented out a studio for the entire weekend.
Ah.
And we're spending the whole weekend together.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
And just with some good food, rehearse, 2 hours, take a break, 2 hours, take a break, 2 hours, take a break, and just kind of like just being in our own universe and shutting down the rest of the world so we can kind of get back into the groove. And there's certain decisions to take too. We got new tracks we've been working on. We got new things that we, you know, I always like the Bamboo Pow Glitz lights. I always try and go overboard sometimes. And sometimes my crew is like, yo, Freddie, chill, yo, chill, yo, chill. Let's keep it in the pocket. Let's perfect what we got.
Okay.
We haven't performed together in 6 months, you know? So let's perfect what we got. Mm-hmm. And then let's all come on super solid. So these are the kind of behind the scenes decisions that have to take place as we...
You said something there that sparked something for me. When you dropped the track On the Rise, I had to sort of like, you know, do that step back and went, huh? Who pissed off Freddy?
I can't hide nothing from you, man. I can't hide
no.
nothing from you.
Oh, I listened, bro. I listened. Trust me, I listened.
Yes,
so it was just like, I was like, huh? Like, all right, somebody, you know, in Jamaica, somebody mash his toe, and he's being somewhat polite in telling that this ain't happening again.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. No, for real. On the Rise was, you know, that came about like a lot of conversations, like, you know, that I was having with my bandmates during COVID, you know, and them telling them what I'm going through and some of the difficulty that I have. And it was kind of like I had to kind of take this decision and take ownership. And if there is anything that I've been going through in the last decade is the challenges and the obstacles that I have faced being somebody that does R&B in Quebec. R&B in a province that has just discovered the term.
Yes.
Like now, you know, Cube Music, the streaming platform, now it's like, hey, nouveau R&B. So, and I've been screaming that for the last 3 years. I was like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
The category doesn't exist.
It's sad.
I do it in a different language.
Yes.
And I'm a black man that runs my ship.
Yeah.
I'm not signed to an entity. I don't have a manager that's been in the Quebec music industry for 25 years. I don't have anything. I am a black man that runs my own ship, and I have seen every single color, and it comes to the point where you just kind of have to be like, yo, bump everybody.
Yeah.
I know who I am, and I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
And I'm taking ownership of it. You know what I mean? So, like the song says, hop on the train or get out the way.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty, and that's it, you know, and it's with love, but the train is moving, man. And ever since we've taken that decision,
yeah,
things have been going that way, you know?
Well, that's a beautiful thing. I think you're becoming sort of the vanguard for the Anglophone R&B funk here in Montreal, in the sense that somebody had to step up and really take that chance, because Montreal is so damn talented, right? Yeah, we've got talent, like, you know, Wayne was here, Wayne Tennant, Sailing Music, Sarah MK, you know, you put me on to Shaw Frank. I went and saw her perform. And we got Cali Technus, and, you know, like, that's another one that you put me on to. And then we still have Shay Leah in Montreal, Kay Tronada's from Montreal. Like, come on. Like, how much more do we need to get that recognition on a regular? Like, seriously,
exactly.
You know?
It
just makes no sense. But
yeah,
here we are, still having to fight that fight and get recognized in so, like, you know, not even like the stepchild, but just, you know, the kid playing in the neighbor's backyard that nobody know who the owner is, type of thing.
Yep.
So, but, you know, and that's part of my reason why I definitely put myself out in order to help promote our Montreal artists as much as I can, because I think y'all are dope and you deserve to get
Thank
that recognition
you.
And so whatever way I can do that, absolutely I'm gonna do that. And I
Thank
love
you
music
so much,
and you got y'all be making some good music, so you know I love my
Appreciate
music
you.
I love the bounce in the music, so definitely. So other than the 5th, is there anything else coming up that you can talk about? Possibly any shows coming up?
Well, as of right now, nothing that I can say for sure. We got some summer dates that are starting to come in, but mm-hmm. we can't talk about it too early. I don't want to jinx anything, you know yeah. what I'm saying? But we definitely gotcha. Looking to get back on the stage, but even more so than the stage and whatnot is to continue to put out records.
Yeah.
The foundation as an entity by putting out Mel Pacifico's debut single mm-hmm. has transformed from a band to a production team, production company. Mm-hmm. So the crew, we have two acts now. We have Freddie V and the Foundation, and we have Mel Pacifico, mm-hmm. the big band that does the funk R&B, that mm-hmm. can, you know, move with Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals and all that.
Yeah.
But Mel Pacifico offers the female narrative. She has her own platform in a more intimate setting that really serves the contemporary R&B audience. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So basically, for the rest of the year, we just trying to put out Freddie V and the Foundation, Mel Pacifico. Freddie V and the Foundation, Mel Pacifico. Freddie V and the Foundation. And to stay consistent.
Okay.
And that's our only priority for the moment. Put nice. Out music consistently mm-hmm. to show that we can do it independently, consistently, mm-hmm. and to just gain our following and move there. Because we're here for the long game. It's not, you know, I'm sure you know me and where I come from. I played music before you had to be an influencer to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
God, I hate that
music,
term.
Like, you know, I was here putting my chops in. Like, we done put in our 10,000 hours. We done put in the work, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not about, we're not looking to have this viral moment and mm-hmm. this quick thing to start them, or how come you ain't do it? It's just about keeping our heads low, mm-hmm. stay low, keep firing, and put out. So y'all can expect music from our camp on a nice. Regular, consistent basis. And
nice.
That's it.
Well, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at all.
My man. But yo, I got to give you your flowers too, because, you know, and as I was telling Mel, and I'm like, Mel, you got to understand that Mikey and Weekend Groove may be the only R&B platform that I had access to that was existed here, because the other black music platforms, especially in radio in Montreal, are tied intrinsically to hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, it's intrinsically tied to hip hop, and they've definitely done for R&B. And if it wasn't for all those other platforms, and shout out to all the other shows at CKUT, mm-hmm. all the Don's Moves, everybody who has been putting it in since I came to the city, mm-hmm. I've been listening to all of you. But you, sir, really carved out a specific place for R&B.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And if I didn't have you in the city, I don't know. And I went through and I went around or whatever, and this, like, someday I just kind of sat down. I was like, man, Mikey is still here repping the culture, doing it consistently, and providing a platform for us, you know what I'm saying, where yeah. nobody has.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, like, you're one of the last of the Mohicans, so that's why I want to give you your flowers. That's why I want to give you the exclusives.
Thank you.
That's why I want to, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
and so we can share these IG lives. So all the Cali Technuses and Shop Franks that may not have known about you mm-hmm. can come to your show, and you put your audience on to them, because we need to connect this bridge. And I know that with our two entities, we can really start something
special. We're going to connect the dots. It's been, for me, I would say it's a little over 20 years that I've been doing this. Yeah.
You hit the 20? You hit the 20 mark?
Yeah, well, you see, I tell you how I look
That's
at it,
so blessed.
Because I started just before my son was born, and my son is turning 21 this June, right? So
crazy.
That's how I know it's over 20. I'm not a like, my story sort of, we can talk more about this when I do your show.
Mm-hmm.
I started on the Weekend Groove, just coming in doing entertainment news. I wasn't even playing music.
You're kidding.
Seriously. I came in there
like a Trevor Noah, just to give the news. That's,
just the news. Wow. I was giving all the stuff going on in entertainment news. I had a section called Tales of the Stupid, because, you know, entertainers were always doing something stupid. This one getting arrested, whatever. And that's what I was doing. And, you know, because I would go in to read flyers or whatever, and then we just got to talking. Ronnie Love was still around, Donald D. And it just, you know, I went in one week. It really worked really well. And they're like, come back next week. I'm like, okay. And it just grew from there. And then Ronnie left and Donald took over. And I mean, I was still doing music. I was playing with the Road Warrior sound, so I was doing mostly reggae, dancehall stuff, but I always had a love for R&B music, right? So, and R&B jazz and stuff, like, we'll get into it. So, about a year into it, as Donald D took over, I would go in with new music and say, Donald, hey, I got a couple new tracks and, you know, independent stuff like I still do to this day, not the mainstream stuff. So I would play some of that stuff. And then one day Donald's like, here, let me show you how to do, you know, work the board and all of that.
The board, yeah.
And maybe 2-3 weeks after that, Donald's like, yeah, Mike, you're going to do the show next week. Wait, what? Yeah. He just threw me to the fire, and yo, haven't looked back. Like I was doing the show with him, and it's kind of sort of how we do it now with Everton, where he does the first hour, I do the second hour type of thing. So that's what we were doing, Donald. And then as things grew for him outside of CKUT, he said, you know what, Mikey, I think you're ready to just take over the show. And he handed over the reins to me, and yeah, I've been doing it.
I did not know thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that story, man. Dang.
Thank you, Wayne.
Because, you know, I was like, yeah, because I mean, oh my God. Yeah, Wayne says that the voice, because yeah. I can only imagine you coming in. He's like, wait, this guy is a perfect radio presence. Mm-hmm. He wants to learn. He wants to be here. Okay, he learned. Man, just jump on in, man. This is, you're made for this, dude. Like, I remember the first time I heard you on the radio, I was like, because, you know, I grew up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And when it comes to R&B radio and all that, like, I grew up on that. It is a huge part of my fabric. And the station that we listen to, Howard University, WHUR, you know what I'm saying? That was the station. And then I got up here and I was like, where is this at?
Yeah.
And then I fell on your show and I was like, oh. That was when I felt home. I felt like I was home, you know what I'm saying? Because the voice, the knowledge of the culture, the curation of the tracks, and even the way that you're doing it now with the internet, dropping your playlists, you know what I'm saying? And so people see it. It's even if I don't listen to the show that week, but I see the curating of the playlist, I'm like, top-notch stuff, man. Really, man.
It's not easy, though.
Shout out to you and Everton. Yeah.
It's not. Week to week, it's not. I had a friend of mine, she says, you guys don't repeat a lot. I'm like, we do, but not, you know, there's tracks that we like. And when I genuinely like a track, I'm going to play it a couple times and, you know, and refresh it, you know. So, but it's just to try and keep it fresh each week and make sure we have something new and introduce a new artist, whatever it may be, and dig for those B-sides and things that people wouldn't really know about. And I'm not beholden to if this is the lead single for an album. If I listen to the album and I like this track number 7, that's what I'm going to play.
Amen. Amen. and that's where it's like, okay, I'm going to show y'all what y'all want. Mm-hmm. I'm going to represent the culture accordingly, but I'm going to educate as well too. Mm-hmm. And that's where, and that's the role of the DJ. And in these days where streaming platforms and the role of the radio has shifted and the DJ on the radio has shifted, that will never go away because you guys are the gatekeepers that are able to put us on, that are able to educate. You know what I'm saying? So well, man, bless you for that.
I'll tell you though, Freddie, every once or twice a year, I'm like, is this going to be the last year? And then I'm like, nah. It's so, the Friday night is so ingrained in my soul right now. I can't contemplate not doing a Friday. Like, going away for a week or two and missing one or two shows was just like, it's, we rarely go on vacation. We rarely miss our shows. Like, we, out of 52 weeks, we, most of the times we're doing 51 shows because the one show we're doing, we're being preempted by some special thing. But otherwise, we do our show just about every week. And even like for you guys, you see, we were, when pandemic started, we were pre-recording the show and sending it, and it was being uploaded. And then when they finally gave us the setup and say, you can broadcast live from home. Can I tell you? I was nervous that first time going back to do it live. Oh, hell yeah. So I, you know, it was like the first time back on stage. Like, it was nerve wracking. Let me tell you, it was nerve wracking.
It's live, man. Yeah. I'm starting to step in your world, but I did not factor that.
Yeah. Okay. So we pre-recorded for almost a year. Right, so Friday mornings, whatever, or Thursday nights, I would record the show, send it to the station. I didn't like doing it, talking on a Thursday like it's a Friday night, but you know what I'm saying? Or recording at 10 o'clock in the morning so I could sort of gauge myself. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, so I'm like thinking 10 o'clock at night. But it just wasn't the same until we were able to now broadcast live and do everything live. And I'm just like, yeah, I much, much prefer that. But again, it's stepping back onto that stage was a little nervous at first, but now I'm good.
I feel you. Hey, man, the transitions, but God bless technology, because while you were away, you still had a plan B. You were able to do stuff. And I think that proves to you as well, too, that, you know, your concept, your platform, your brand, it goes beyond FCC airwave or FM station or a thing. It's bigger than you, even. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the concept of what Weekend Groove is, and especially with the internet and how you've incorporated that, for me, I see Weekend Groove being on an audio platform, an audio visual platform, a thing that can go on to different places. You know, it can be, you know,
eventually
YouTube, it could be Sirius, but you know, it's whatnot. But I think that that's something that COVID taught us. It's that those of us who were able to take what we had before COVID and understand that, hey, it still works.
Yeah.
I'm still relevant. I can still do this. I may have to modify. I may have to adapt. I may have to change. But what I have goes beyond, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What this little thing defines me, you know, this place, you know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing.
We gonna wrap up, because I'm looking at the time and I got some music to play. But so just before you go, remind them what's happening on the 5th. You have a couple special guests and time and place and all of that. Just give them that whole rundown.
So, ladies and gentlemen, live music is back in Montreal on Saturday, March 5th. Freddie V and the Foundation will be playing live at Le Ministère, which is on the corner of Saint Laurent and Mount Royal. For more information, please go to all of our social media pages at Band Foundation. At Band Foundation, you guys can find all of our information. You can find all of us there. And we have two amazing special guests. First one is Miss Callie Technis, and second one, the ying to my yang, Grammy nominated Malika Tirolia. So, 7-piece live band, dope singers, talk box, solos, great sound, and we here for the culture, y'all.
All right.
Live music is back. So that's Saturday, March 5th. Keep
what time?
With us at Band Foundation.
Give them the time.
Doors
8 p.m.
at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then show starts at 9, and then the tickets are available. If you guys go on our Instagram page right now, you guys can go in my bio right now, and you guys can click on the link in the bio. The tickets are available right there. So all information is available at Band Foundation on all social media platforms.
All right. Hold on. Okay, so I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to drop Mel's track. And then it is Reggae Music Month. It's the last couple of days of Reggae Music Month. So I'm going to drop Mel's track. And then I'm going to go into some reggae vibes, because we got Mikey Dangerous and Face T both on two different rhythms. And I like them both. The rhythm with Face T is called Better You're Cool. And that was done by a brother, a gentleman known as Andre Scorpio B. He's another guy that's been doing pushing reggae music in this city for the longest time with this show called Basse Fréquence on CIBL, I believe it is. So he sent me that that rhythm set, and I was like, damn. And then, and not because Face T's my boy, but his joint is at the top. His joint
right
on that
I'm
rhythm. Yeah. So I'm going to do that. So Mel, I'm going to drop your track. This is Mel Pacifico from the Freddie V and the Foundation. She's doing her thing. Have yourself a rag and some water you might need to wipe off after hearing this. Nah. Mel, I'm messing with you, but I'll be nice when we speak. When you do the live with me, Mel, I will be nice. I promise. Freddie, we can do this, because see, Freddie, and I was nice. I didn't offer you any this or that album or this person or that like you would normally do. You know, off the wall or Thriller or Voodoo or right. I ain't going there yet. Today we're going to play it safe. It's all right. So right about now, we got a little Mel Pacifico for you. This track is called Cloud 9, her debut release right here. All right. We played it last week, but we're going to play it again because it's that good.
Right. You've been falling from above.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Don't know how you came about here. I think heaven heard my vow. Now I just wanna turn you out, baby. Everything about you tastes like candy. So come and feed me with your body. Oh, baby, tell me how you know that I like it nice and slow.
Never been so high. Can't take it anymore. Can you work it till it blow? Won't you take a step inside? Crazy high, making me sane. Can't you feel it when I be raining on you? All the things you thought in my brain. And I can't wait to see you
Montreal's own Mel Pacifico with Cloud 9 for you. Got to send a special shout out once again to Mr. Freddie V for sitting down with us. Right about now, I'm going to jump into some reggae vibes for you. This rhythm is called Better You're Cool. Right now, we got a track called Good Good Love from Brother Goes by Name of Steelo. Keep it locked, it's the groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM, Reggae Music Month.
We run them sounds, big sounds, big sounds. Big sounds. Like no other sounds.
Just do it. My far, by far. off of the truck. Now I'm gonna give up, no way. Can't give up the fight, no way. We have to shine the light every day. Can't give up the fight. What I say, we have to keep we heard above the water. Can't give up the fight, no way. We have to roll sides, same way. Can't give up the fight. What I say, we have to roll we heard above the water. Times I get tougher, we are struggling every day. But don't want to see my son or see my daughter go astray. That's why me have to hold me head up each and every day. Give thanks and praise, show them the way. But this is not a joke, and we know they are so few play. But I like how things are running at the world nowadays. The heads of government don't give a damn about way. That's why me have to shout and say, don't give up the fight, no way. We have to shine the light every day. Can't give up the fight, what me say. We have to keep we heard up. Fight, no way. We have a world tight, same way. Can't give up the fight. Wanna say, we have a world we have.
Night, what's the right? Now I can't stop thinking about the two of us. Want you tonight, the second time. Cause I can't stop thinking about your magic touch.
It's Mikey Dangerous representing for Mikey Dan and Cherry on the Weekend Groove. Friday 10 to midnight. The only place to be is CKUT 90.3 FM. Listening to the sweet sounds of Weekend Groove with Cherry and Mikey Dan. You can't lose.
Yeah. I'm smoking the highest grade Jaja ever made. The chalice of the blame. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yo. Every day I'm smoking the finest herbs.
Finest
herbs. No light take me high to the sky, make me fly like birds. I want thing alone when me know can calm my nerves. Yeah. Had the good sense in me, yeah, that me want in my world. Yo, hey. Had the finest we smoke, you nothing like grass. High grades we want, you something like class. 100% we something like pass. After we burn it, then we run the right cross. Give me wisdom, knowledge, if you give me eye marks. Coke to inhale, feel giddy, eye not. Now see me a dance, a floss with a floss. A strictly good herbs in my thoughts, if you ask. Every day I'm smoking the finest herbs.
Yes.
No light take me eye to the sky, make me fly like birds. I want thing alone when me know can calm my nerves. Yeah. Had the good sense in me, yeah, that me want in my world.
Yeah. Woke up this morning, feeling kind of blue. Said to myself, there is one thing can make me feel like I should.
closely there. Never ever lets me down. Knows just how I'm feeling.
Turning my frown upside down.
Give me that indica. Oh yes. That's sativa. Oh well. Talking sense to me. So divine. Give me that indica. Oh well, oh Lord. But always keep in mind, some full of talk and blowing smoke. With high grade you will find,
we smokers take it for no joke.
It's the healing of the nation, perfect for insomnia. Meditation, anxiety and phobias.
Cannabis, the THC good for our brain. It make me feel no pain. It take us to a higher plane. Cannabis, CBD good for our brains. It make me feel no pain. Relax and full jog of strain. Pass me the weed. And let me cut it up. In other chalice, we are gonna load it up. And then we spark it. When we take a draw, it make we feel good vibes, yeah. It is the healing of the nation, yes. And it's good for our generation, boys. With this mystical vibration, yeah.
So mystic.
It is a medicine from ancient tradition.
So when I look at the world and the way we're living, problem, you know I'm not giving up, I still believe in wanting in love alone, alone, yeah. It's such a lonely road, yeah.
Yo, Ramesh,
somewhere
sing it
out there.
Come on, my pyramid.
Ages in your cry. Feel your
love alone, no grudge alone. I love my load in my song and bust it loud. What a sound when that I touch a crowd. Fans are rave, hands are wave, bands are play up on the stage. Loving every stanza, take you out of any anger state. I love my use when I conversate. My conquer and concentrate upon the similarities when man relate. So if my natty and your ball head, beg your pardon, cause we all bled with the same color, even if not from the same mother.
Take a look around the world and look at what I see. So many people starving, living in a poverty. Love it is the answer and this is not hard to see. I cannot do this on my own, I need the whole community. Cause this is the reality, we are all a family. So show me some humanity, love and the equality. Morality and solidarity is what we rather see in our policy, yeah.
Hey, so when I look at the world and the way we're living, all I see is problems.
That is the voice of... Sorry about that. That is the voice of Taurus Riley and Kabaka Pyramid with Love Alone. Before that, we had a few selections for you. My mind is drawing a blank right now. We had Mikey Dangerous. Hold on. Yeah, we had a few tracks, including Mikey Dangerous with Finest Herb off of the Weed Shop Rhythm, and then had a couple tracks off of the Better Ya Cool Rhythm featuring Montreal's own Face D for you. Right about now, we're going to jump in some vibes courtesy of Mr. Everton Green, and Wolanda, where the first track go. I have it here. Wolanda. Yeah, so we're going to take you back with a little bit of Jay Holiday for you, all right? So keep a lot. They're going to wear to groove right here as we get into... We spoke enough in the first hour, so it's just going to be straight riding out until it's time to sign off, all right? So just sit back, chill, relax. You can turn it up and enjoy the vibe, all right? It's the groove right here, CKT 90.3 FM.
Weekend Groove 90.3 FM.
You've been going places that I've never been. You've been going places that I've never been. Always on my mind, girl, it's evident. Hold a wait a while before we move it forward. I'm told to wait a while before we move it forward. I'm trying to keep up, girl, you need to know that. Babe, I'm not perfect. And I just want everything I earn, yeah. Hope I don't let us down, no. And every day I put it down, cause I need to show you that this is all for you.
And when I get around you, baby, I only adore you. Instead of running out the things that we can't change, counting out the minutes but can't make you stop. Tell me if you're feeling the same way, like you're the only one that I can't make it up to time.